Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today is Father P.J. Brandimardi, a priest of the Diocese of Columbus. We're going to continue our discussion about the importance of the Eucharist in Father's own life and in all of our lives. So let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in your name, in the great gift that you have given us in Jesus Christ and in his presence in the Blessed Sacrament. We ask that you enkindle in us a deeper love and devotedness to him in that sacrament. We ask this through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Father, last time we were talking, about your own conversion and how you encountered Christ through friendship. But you said something very striking in that last conversation or last part of our conversation about the Eucharist, really, and the Mass being this encounter with Christ, especially in your life. Maybe you could kind of just begin to talk about when you return to the practice of the faith and or the fuller practice of the faith and your own conversion, how important the Eucharist was in that.
Oh, absolutely. So maybe it was just the way I grew up. I could parrot back the word transubstantiation. I could tell you that, yes, that's actually Jesus. But the idea that I believed that was so far from my mind. I don't think I ever even considered. I just kind of took it in, never understood what it meant, and it just flowed out of me because I went to CCD and I was taught it. But I never conceptualized what that means, that this is actually our Lord. But you know, I always understood that the Mass needs to be respected. It needs to be taken care of. I remember I went to a Catholic youth event when I was young, and I remember there was a lot of the priest who was having it was dancing around. He was singing. There was contemporary music. It was just not at all. I just could tell it wasn't right. There was just something innate in me going, this is not okay. I didn't understand why I was thinking that. But I just kind of knew, like, this isn't okay. What's happening here is not right. This is not the way we should be treating the Mass and especially treating the Eucharist. And it wasn't until I really came back to the faith that I really had to, because at this point, you know, I'm an adult. I've spent a lot of time listening to Catholic radio. I'm starting to come to some of these intellectual barriers that one hits when they engage the faith in an adult way. And one of the first barriers you're going to hit is the Eucharist, because either it's real or it's not. And if it's not real, everything else should just go by the wayside. But if it is real, then everything else needs to be subjugated to that. You know, it is by far, it's why we call it the most blessed sacrament, because it is the most blessed sacrament. It's literally our Lord. And yes, every sacrament is important in its own right. Baptism is vital because it allows us to receive all the other sacraments. The other sacraments really every sacrament sets us up to encounter the Eucharist.
The Catechism says that all of the sacraments lead to the Eucharist. And that really the Eucharist is the center of all the other sacraments.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Which is why ideally all the sacraments are celebrated within the context of the Mass, because everything should be celebrated within the context of the Mass. The Mass should be the center of our universe as Catholics. It's not the thing we should or have to do on Sunday. It's, you know, on Sunday, I get to go to Mass and everything else flows from that. My encounter with my friends, my encounter with my family, my encounter with my children, my husband, my wife, my encounter with, as a priest, my encounter with the entirety of the people of God must be centered around the Mass.
One of the things that strikes me in your kind of in your testimony today is this idea. So we can have an intellectual knowledge of the doctrine, you know, of what transubstantiation is. And that's important because we have to, you know, we are rational creatures. We need to be able to, you know, explain, render an account of what we believe, you know.
Yes.
But there's also a sense where it becomes almost a dead letter, you know, in our mind, unless there is sort of an experience. Now, you know, there's, I think, a false experience. Some people try to create something. Like, it seemed to me that your prancing priest,
yes,
you know, experience may have been that. But, you know, the Holy Spirit supplies the experience. And that's namely this gift of the Holy Spirit, which we call fear of the Lord or wonder and awe. You
Absolutely.
Know? And the idea that when we allow the truth of the Eucharist to sink into our heart, it fills us with a sense of wonder and awe that this is God himself in front of me.
Oh, absolutely. And once you realize that, everything changes. Everything necessarily has to change. And what I would say, I would challenge everybody, if that's not where you're at, look back at that intellectual belief that you have. Because I think a lot of people in the Catholic faith know what the church teaches. They understand it. They may even agree with it, but they've never conceptualized what does that necessarily need to do for my life. And it's a shame because my life in every way got markedly better once I understood my place in the universe, because so many of these questions we have of why is there evil? Why do bad things happen to me? Why don't I get everything I want? Why aren't my prayers answered when I want them, where I want them? It was so frustrating to me to be a Catholic before I understood what the Eucharist was. Now I have, and that's not to say that, you know, everything is rainbows and sunshines and everything's great and every moment of every day is just bliss. But even in my moments of sorrow, I'm able to subjugate that to the recognition that the loving Lord wants to be with me and gave me the Eucharist for me to participate in his life just as he participates in mine.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship, and I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me is Father P.J. Brandimardi, and we've been discussing the importance of the Eucharist in our Christian experience and in encountering Christ. I mean, the Eucharist is Christ, so really the Eucharist and the Mass as an encounter with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting this... on the one hand, you know, as we were discussing, on the one hand, we have to have this intellectual knowledge, you know, this of the doctrine, of the truth. And then we also have to let it set in. And part of that is really the grace of the Lord who kind of lets it sink in. But I like what you're saying, how the Eucharist really enables us to kind of deal with our daily life and synthesize everything that we're kind of going through in our life.
Oh, absolutely. And I have to say, our diocese does a great job of allowing people to encounter the Lord in Eucharistic adoration. I don't know if it's just the parish I grew up in or if it's the part of the country I was growing up in, but in Pittsburgh in the 1990s and early 2000s when I was growing up, I do not have a recollection of Eucharistic adoration. I don't say that to criticize anybody. It's just something that I never knew existed. And if I did know it existed, it was so minuscule to my experience of the faith that it practically wasn't a part of my life. But one of the things when I came back to the active practice of the faith, actually at the parish that you were assigned to, St. Matthew's in 2010, it was really interesting that Eucharistic adoration was taking place. It was taking place frequently. And now St. Matthew's has a perpetual adoration chapel. We're seeing more and more of these chapels around. And I think that's a beautiful recognition of people saying the Eucharist needs to be a part of my life. And it needs to be a part of my life at when I need him.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be able to go and approach my Lord. And why not? I mean, it's a beautiful thing that we are able to like physically look at God. Essentially, no matter where you are in the city of Columbus, you have a Eucharistic Adoration Perpetual Chapel somewhere near you, and they're not hard to find. And you can physically go and see the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, in the species of the Sacred Host. I mean, who else can say, I can go and physically see my God, my King, and my Savior? It's, you know, wonderful.
It's interesting. Early in another conversation, we were talking about cultural Catholicism, but some of those aspects of cultural Catholicism are important because they reinforce these truths. So, you know, back in the day, you know, churches were unlocked 24/7, so you could come in and visit. And in fact, Pope Francis even says that churches still need to remain unlocked. Or, you know, whenever people would drive by or walk by a Catholic church, they would make the sign of the cross to remember that Christ is present there.
My mother taught me to do that.
Yeah.
And I remember she yelled at me one day when I was little because I was doing something. I can't remember what it was. And she said, well, why don't you make the sign of the cross every time you pass a Catholic church? I don't know what made me do it, but again, even when I wasn't practicing the faith, I got started doing that, and I still do it to this day.
Well, on that note, let's end with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all of your blessings. We ask that you open our hearts to a greater love and reverence to the Blessed Sacrament, that you might fill our hearts with wonder and awe of your Son's presence among us in the Eucharist. Help us in little ways and in our own conversions to recognize his presence in the Eucharist. And we ask this through the same Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And this has been Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Father P.J. Brandimardi. And until next time, peace and all good.